those people that go out from among us will become our bitterest enemy. And if you didn't listen to the series that preceded this one, the Overflowing Scourge series, we looked at some passages where this is very clearly illustrated in the spirit of prophecy. And one of the themes in the Overflowing Scourge series that you see here in the story of Gideon, and you see in the story of Christ cleansing the temple, and you also see in the history of the Great Disappointment, is that it's the humble, the poor, the lowly that follow on with the Lord. Early Writings, page 238, says this: "This was the midnight cry, which was to give power to the second angel's message. Angels were sent from heaven to arouse the discouraged saints and prepare them for the great work before them. The most talented men were not the first to receive this message. Angels were sent to the humble, devoted ones and constrained them to raise the cry, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.' Those entrusted with the cry made haste and in the power of the Holy Spirit sounded the message and aroused their discouraged brethren. This work did not stand in the wisdom or learning of men, but in the power of God. And his saints who heard the cry could not resist it. The most spiritual received this message first, and those who had formerly led in the work were the last to receive and help swell the cry, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go you out to meet him.' In every part of the land, light was given upon the second angel's message, and the cry melted the hearts of thousands. It went from city to city, from village to village, until the waiting people of God were fully aroused. In many churches, the message was not permitted to be given, and a large company who had the living testimony left these fallen churches. A mighty work was accomplished by the midnight cry. The message was heart-searching, leading the believers to seek a living experience for themselves. They knew that they could not lean upon one another." This living experience is the experience that Gideon has with Christ in chapter 6. This is a genuine experience. This living experience is the experience that Gideon is illustrating when he's threshing the wheat. He's searching for truth as for hidden treasure. Nevertheless, in the 1844 time period, once again, it's the humble, devoted ones that are the first to receive this message. Now, Review and Herald, August 19th, 1890, says this: "When the third angel's message is preached as it should be, power attends its proclamation and it becomes an abiding influence."